Peter Battaglia. Good morning, Peter.
Kevin, good morning. What an awesome-looking Northern Michigan day, isn't it?
Boy, it is looking great. Great start to it, and it's looking good all weekend long. A lot of things going on all weekend long, and it looks like the weather's going to be very cooperative.
Yeah, it is. And maybe our audience should know that after the Mother's Day snow, I put a resolution in the house that we will not see snow till November 15th. So,
I like that.
Let's see if that comes true.
Well, we're going to do our best to work on that, that's for sure. Well, Peter, you guys have been busy. In fact, you know, we've had the news story today that yesterday the governor signed a couple of bills putting the new budget into effect, and we want to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, it is, and it's a good budget. It's $48 billion, and it's showing that our economy is improving in Michigan. The revenue conferences are showing more people are spending. The housing market's back up. Sales tax revenues are coming in. There's more people employed. So, therefore, more money is being passed out. And, you know, for our local communities, revenue sharing, which townships, counties, villages, cities use to help balance their budgets, their rate is going to go up approximately 4%. So they're going to be getting more money back. There's more money coming back to public education, which is good. You know, it's never as much as we'd like to see, but it's been a steady incline for the last 3 years, which is a good move forward. So I'm pretty pleased with how the budget came out. A lot of money going to early childhood development. The governor, and I certainly believe this with the governor, that we need to grab our young people as early as possible that we can get to them and start their education process. So very pleased that that got signed and moved forward. People seem to be pleased with it.
Yeah, indeed. Well, a couple of other things, and we mentioned before we went on something a little more controversial that is passed in the House. One deals with schools, and the other deals with Medicaid and upcoming Obamacare.
Yeah, the school, let's talk about the school dissolution bill first, and I supported this. Very controversial bill. What it does is when a school district is failing, absolutely financially failing, it has no chance of surviving, this bill comes in and says that it sets the groundwork up to where those children will go. Now, you take a school district, and none of our 106 districts is going to be affected by this because we're unique as we are. Mm-hmm. Our districts are small, and our counties are not that big a population, but you go further downstate, you can have a county that may have a half a dozen school districts in it. And if one is failing financially, has no way of surviving, what's the tool to dissolve that and get those students in a different school?
Yeah.
Well, the bills that we passed yesterday will take care of that. So it's another tool for us to provide education for our young people.
Okay, yeah, that sounds good. So, you know, you mentioned it was kind of controversial, but I think it's something that's needed in the state.
It is, and Kevin, the reason it's controversial is there's a lot of different groups involved, and one of them is, of course, the unions. You have a school district that might be an MEA district or another one that might be an AST district, and the questions from the unions were, well, what happens to the employees? If we dissolve this one school, can our the employees bump into the next school district? And that's a hard thing to say. How do you take a school district that's failing and not the fault of the educators, and have them bump into another district that has had a teacher there for 10 or 15 years and have a teacher from another district come in that had 20 years of experience? It's just not fair. Those teachers that are in the good district or the district that is fiscally doing their due diligence, I don't believe they should be displaced by a teacher coming in from another spot.
Okay.
So that was the controversy, and it just seems right that it's like a Ford Motor plant failing. Those employees don't have a right to bump into a GM plant.
I see. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. So that was very challenging and controversial. It did pass with some bipartisan support, but it was mostly Republicans that passed that.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other big issue out there is the expansion of Medicaid in the state.
Yeah, that was the hottest, most contentious issue on the floor yesterday. And obviously, it's been part of conversation since the Affordable Care Act was passed 4 years ago or 3 years ago in Washington. And then, of course, it's being, in my opinion, forced on states to accept. Now, the expansion in Michigan is arguably not an expansion or a support to what is known as Obamacare. Mm-hmm. But we're talking about, in the state of Michigan, putting on another 400,000 at the low end, and at the high end, 800,000 people on the Medicaid system, which, in my opinion, is a huge expansion of government and a very challenging financial obligation to us as citizens in the state of Michigan. So I voted no, but I will tell you that I have a lot of respect for my members, colleagues that voted yes. It has a lot of good things in the bill. I didn't think it went far enough to protect the taxpayers and the legacy cost in Michigan. That was the reason of my no vote. But the bill is there, and it's off to the Senate next week, and we'll see what happens in the Senate. So it may get changed in the Senate and back to us, but it was really very, very controversial.
Yeah, indeed. And I think it's going to stay that way for a while, that's for sure.
Yeah, it is. It is. But, you know, back to northern Michigan,
yeah.
It's a great day. And today I'm actually traveling with my tourism committee down to MIS Racetrack,
ooh,
south of Jackson, to check out what racing does for Michigan. And there's an interesting subject there. Every race brings in more money than a Super Bowl game in Michigan.
Wow.
So, yeah, isn't that amazing?
That is.
And they do two a year, so it's a big economic boost to Michigan. And we're actually just leaving Lansing right now, and the sun is out, so we're gonna see what it looks like down there. And it's trials today, so we get to see the cars go around. And then I'm looking forward to start heading north by 6 or 7 o'clock this evening.
Very good. Well, with any luck, maybe you'll get behind the wheel of one of those vehicles, huh?
No. You know, that would be fun. I actually have a pretty daredevil staffer that likes to get behind the wheels of things. And we had her in a state police car a couple of weeks ago, and she had to go around the track 3 times, where the rest of us just went around once. So I'll see if I can get her in it.
There you go. Well, Peter, if they want more information about anything that's happening down there in Lansing with you guys, how do they reach you again, my friend?
Just reach me at 517-373-0833. And, Kevin, we will be doing a lot of town hall stops in Iosco County through the next 7-8 weeks. So I'll be available.
Very good. And I'll be looking forward to talking to you. And you be safe on your trip, and I'll look forward to talking to you again next Friday.
Very good, sir. Have a great day.